Good morning to the first session, first day. As Irene said, all of these projects, all these projects are involved with large teams, and one of my team members is here, Ed Wang, who's sitting in the back. You don't need to stand, but you can just put your hand up. Okay. Just a little bit of background, first of all, in preparation of talking about our intervention, is that we know that the percentage of women who reported on the Behavior Risk Factor Surveillance Survey no participation in any physical activity or exercise, such as running, calisthenics, is in the prior month is much higher in African-American women than it is in Caucasian women. Okay. Let me take this up here. First day, I think there are always a few problems. Boy, maybe you could get the guy. Which were you pressing this?
You want to go back?
I want to go back.
There you go.
Okay. Okay, again, a little bit of the background. Studies that were done prior to 2000 on physical activity interventions primarily were self-report measures of adherence. They were predominantly Caucasian, middle-income samples of women, and few interventions targeted minority groups. And when African-American women were included in these interventions, physical activity was primarily an adjunct to dietary change, so they didn't focus much on physical activity. After 2000, however, we're seeing a lot more studies that include African-American women, and they provide methods for targeting cultural sensitivity. But these interventions are still primarily based on small sample sizes and lack a comparison group. And the studies that do include large samples have combined dietary and physical activity changes. Okay. What is it you're pressing? This one? The up arrow and down. Show me. There. Okay. Which arrow are you pushing? This one? To go forward is the down. Okay. All right. The purpose of the study is to compare the effectiveness at both 24 and 48 weeks of a home-based moderate intensity walking intervention that is enhanced by behavioral strategies targeted and tailored, that's our enhanced treatment, to midlife urban African-American women, as compared to a minimal treatment on adherence and health outcome measures. That's going backwards. I'm sorry, I'm totally reliant on this. We hypothesized at 24 weeks and then again at 48 weeks at the end of adoption and maintenance of the intervention. Compared to the minimal treatment group, the enhanced treatment group would have higher walking adherence and greater improvement in aerobic fitness. Okay. Okay, this is our study design. We randomly assigned our enhanced or our minimal treatment to one of two community-based health centers that were located in predominantly African-American, lower to middle-income communities. And you can see we had a 24-week adoption phase and a 48-week maintenance phase. There we go, okay. And now a little bit about the intervention. Both groups had a common treatment in terms of a walking prescription. They were expected to, the mode was walking. They were to walk at a moderate intensity, and they were to walk 3 to 4 times a week. There we go. And the length was of the adoption phase was 24 weeks. If I'm not jumping ahead here. The other common element to the treatment was each woman was, they were all oriented, both treatment groups were oriented to the intervention using a video that we developed that was, that we developed out in the community, and our talent included African American women who were from the community. That's the picture of the videotape. Okay. Then for the enhanced treatment, we had all the women in the enhanced treatment participated in 4 targeted workshops that were developed from focus groups that we ran prior to the intervention. And we developed videotapes, also a brief videotape, again using talent from the community that began these workshops. The other piece of the intervention were tailored telephone calls that occurred after the workshops. There were 10 during the adoption phase and 6 during the maintenance phase. And during these brief telephone intervention, the women reviewed adherence and they stage matched to supportive feedback to where the women were with their walking. And these were delivered by women who were from the community or were familiar and had roots with the community. Eligibility criteria were quite open. They were to be African-American women between the ages of 40 and 65, sedentary, in the preparation or contemplation stage of change, and no major signs or symptoms suggestive of cardiovascular disease. 281 women were screened as eligible for the study and were oriented. The outcome measures were adherence. First of all, we had 3 measures of adherence. We used a telephone response system where women responded to a voice prompt and entered the number of walks they'd done each week. They all wore heart rate monitors during their walking, and they also had exercise logs. We cross-referenced all 3 of these sources so that our outcome measure of adherence was the percentage of expected walks based on exercise prescription. Our health outcomes were in aerobic fitness. All women participated in a modified Bruce protocol aerobic fitness test on a treadmill. Our outcome measure was time on treadmill. We also did body mass index and weight circumference. And these were measured at 3 points in time. Here are some of the results. As you can see, 71% of the women were obese or extremely obese. They had a BMI 30 or greater. The mean waist circumference is 38, cutoff for obesity is 35, and not unexpectedly, they had 77% had poor fitness, 34% had hypertension, 9% of the women were diabetic. As far as demographics, the mean age was 45, the majority of the women had children, about a third of the women had children under the age of 18 at home. Most of the women were not married. Most of the women worked. 43% indicated that they had a hardship, that is, at least one difficulty in meeting monthly expenses. 39% of the women had incomes less than $30,000 a year. And 74% had less than a college education. Looking at the enhanced versus the minimal treatment, adherence was higher. The women in the enhanced treatment adhered to 45% of their expected walks on average, whereas the minimal treatment only 29% of their expected walks, and there was a significant difference. Also, those women in the enhanced treatment, when we looked at those who were adhering, that they on average walked 30 minutes once they got out there, they walked the expected amount. However, the minimal treatment was less, so there was a significant difference in duration. However, for both groups, neither one of them really walked at the moderate intensity on average for 20 minutes. On average, they walked 10 minutes in their intensity range. We also looked at the correlation between the intervention dose and walking adherence for the enhanced treatment only, and we found that adherence to walking increased with the number of workshops they attended, 0.58, and then also the number of actual contacts that were made. Those contacts are more, if the women had more contacts that were actually successfully made, they had also higher adherence. Sorry for this lag here. This is a kind of a busy slide, and I don't have a pointer, but this is on-treatment analysis, and it includes only women with data at all three data points. It reveals, first of all, if you look across the top there, you'll see for adherence, there was a significant difference both at 24 and 48 weeks between the two treatment groups with higher adherence for our enhanced treatment. However, both groups decreased, their adherence decreased over time into maintenance, and there was a significant difference between 24 and 48 weeks. There was no difference, no change in BMI for either treatment group. Waist circumference, there was a change. There was a decrease, slight decrease for those people in the enhanced treatment, but none for those in the minimal treatment. And time on treadmill did increase significantly for the women in the enhanced treatment, but not for the minimal treatment. This is eating up my minutes. Now I'm going to be showing the intent to treat when we get there. We applied intent to treat analysis, including every woman enrolled, regardless of how many assessments she had, by using mixed models. There was a significant negative time effect on adherence. Overall, walking adherence declined between 24 and 48 weeks, as you can see here, but adherence was higher for our enhanced treatment group. The next one, mixed models revealed a significant increase in time on treadmill over time. Compared to the MT group, the ET group had a steady increase in time on treadmill from baseline to 48 weeks. However, the group times time interaction was not significantly significant. Next, you're going to be seeing the BMI. Similar to findings of the on-treatment analysis, there was no notable change in BMI over time for either group. And then over time, there was a significant reduction in waist circumference. The reduction was greater between baseline and 24 weeks, then stayed flat from 24 to 48 weeks for both treatment groups. So in conclusion, we found that indeed our adherence was higher for our enhanced treatment versus the minimal treatment. There was a dose effect of the workshops as well as the phone calls and adherence. So this supports enhancing home-based walking with culturally targeted workshops and tailored telephone calls. Also, there was increased time on treadmill for the ET group, again giving us support for the intervention, the enhanced intervention. As expected, there was no dietary component for this intervention, so BMI did not change for either group. However, on average, the women did not gain, and women gain 1 to 2 pounds per year on average during midlife, so we did not see that gain. There was a decrease in waist circumference, indicating there might have been some decrease in fat without accompanying weight loss. Just one more slide. Some of the advantages of this study what you're going to see. We did not use a run-in period for this intervention. That is, we didn't eliminate women who are more likely to not adhere to the intervention. So we feel that this group of women really reflects what you might see in practice. Also, their cardiovascular risks closely parallel what you might see in practice, too. We did not eliminate women who had hypertension or diabetes or had some of those risk factors, which many studies do. We had a diverse sample of low and middle-income women. They weren't just low-income women. A limitation to the study was randomization to community health center, but we did that because we didn't want women who came with their friend and wanted to participate, they didn't want to be randomly assigned. We found that in an earlier study. But our communities changed over the course of the four-year intervention. With urbanization, some of the women in the community moved out of the community, which made it hard for them to return. So, the last slide, I want to acknowledge funding from the National Institutes of Nursing Research and Robert Wood Johnson for this work. And thank you for your patience.